Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
The angels of the Lord are already dispatched around this place looking for hungry vessels, praying tongues, praying the Holy Ghost. Sweet Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Lord, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father. I am not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but your mercies qualify. Holy Spirit, please glorify Jesus. Set our hearts on fire. And I vow not to take the glory. Pray in tongues. There is a release of God's fire upon witnesses. Holy Ghost, come. 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 Emi mi mo wa joba. Wa se ise iyanu. Ninu aye wa tete. Wa gbe ogo re ga. Emi mi mo wa joba. Wa se ise iyanu. Ninu aye wa tete. Wa gbe ogo re ga. Emi mi mo wa joba. Wa se ise iyanu. Ninu aye wa tete. Wa gbe ogo re ga. Holy Ghost, come. Come and stay. Holy Ghost, come. Come and walk. Holy Ghost, come. Come and stay. Holy Ghost, come. Come and walk. You are my advantage. You are my anointing. You are my advantage. Please, quickly come. Ah, you are my advantage. You are my anointing. You are my advantage. Please, quickly come. Come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost. Agagagaga barakalabataya. E barabababa. Sibere guga. Hey. Yigetegetegetege. E barutuba be. Igabara peko. Hey, igele gele 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 gele, egele gele gele, do do do. Aya, aya. Holy Ghost, come, come and stay. Holy Ghost, come. Listen, briefly tonight, I am teaching on the supernatural witness. The supernatural witness. Show me Joel chapter 2. We are reading from verse 1 to 10. Igeboro to 2. Go to verse 2. Lidibredosku bakeya. Your witnessing will be fake without fire. Somebody shall fire. Somebody shall fire. Somebody shall fire. Your witnessing will be fake without fire. You cannot convert a city without fire. You cannot influence government without fire. You cannot change lives without fire. You cannot transform a city without fire. Fire is the emblem of revival. A supernatural witness is a witness that is burning for the Lord. Joel chapter 2 explains the supernatural witness. A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. I'm going to be giving you characteristics of the supernatural witness. All through this meeting, we have been explaining witnessing. What it means to be a witness. In case you are coming for the first time tonight, go and get the messages. As the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people, strong. Number one characteristics of the supernatural witness is that they are strong. You cannot be weak and take over cities. I saw my father in the Lord during this last Let's Go Fishing. Entered how many cities in 3 days? That can only be done by strength. You can't be breaking down every week and take over a city. Can I pray for everyone that has a frail earth here tonight? That has a frail earth tonight, receive supernatural energy. Lord, wherever you hear the loudest amen, I say receive supernatural energy. We have to take over cities. We can't be weak. From Abraka to Derele to Ondo Town. In 3 days, at 81, if an 81-year-old man is not breaking down, how will you, 22, be breaking down? I see God exchanging people's body tonight. The agenda of God for your life cannot be done by your weak body. A great people, strong. See, I receive strength. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. You cannot take over a city when your heart is breaking down. Because no matter how strong the anointing is, if your body is weak, the anointing is limited. Sorry, pardon me to listen. You can ask pastors. I know you are anointed, but anytime you are feeling very weak, the dispensing of the anointing, is it the same as when you are strong? Anointing level goes down when you are weak. But as I look into this congregation, I see God changing bodies. I see God, that weak heart, that weak hand, that weak mouth, that weak leg, that weak back. You can't stand for too long. You'll be complaining your body ache. No. That weak sight. You can't read for too long. Your eyes will be paining you. Hello, sir. You need to study hard. There is a need for a supernatural body. A body that don't break down. You enter 10 cities in 2 days and you are fit. I see Pastor W.F. Kumuyi at 82. I'm shocked. Daddy G, shocked. Bishop Oedeko, shocked. And one 22-year-old boy is looking like 42. Lift up your two hands this night. Say, Lord, I apply for a supernatural body. Can you turn it to prayer? A body that don't break down. I need a body for my mandate. I cannot be breaking down easily. I need a new body for my assignment. A body that don't break down. A strong body. An energetic body. Can you receive new bodies? Can you receive new bodies? Kalabarabadabadabadabada. Kere Baba Yakata. A body that don't break down. 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 I receive supernatural bodies. You cannot be breaking down, man. You cannot be breaking down, sir. No. You cannot be breaking down easily. You cannot be breaking down easily. Can you apply for a new body? A body that doesn't understand stress. Ah, what kind of body did Elijah have? How did Moses climb the mountain at 120? How did Moses climb the mountain at 120? Ow! You are 35. You are breathing too hard. Apply for a new body. A body that doesn't understand weakness. Before you fast 1 week, you are down. That is not a good body. Before you fast 7 days, you are admitted. That is not a good body. Before you go and come back, you are breathing as if you will die. That is not a good body. You need good sight. Pastor Adeboye is not even using glasses at 81. What kind of sight is that? Apply for a new body. A body that doesn't get tired easily. They are strong. The mandate of God demands a good body. You can't be having stomach upset every month and say you want to fast. You can't be battling with ulcer and say you want to fast. And certain things cannot be subdued without fasting. God will not say, my daughter, I understand you have ulcer. No, God will not say that one. He said, this kind goeth not, except by fasting and by prayer. Not except by those who have ulcer. You cannot have ulcer. You need to fast. Say, my back is aching me. You sat down to read 2 hours. You are complaining of backache. You are in flight for 7 hours. You are complaining of backache. How will you conquer the nation? John Wesley was riding on horses every day, covering about 80 miles, preaching every day. John Wesley preached about 3,000 sermons from cities to city, not with helicopter, not with a jet, but with a horse. I receive supernatural body. A body that cannot break down. I see God removing this body. Hear me? The same way the scripture says, will we all be changed? Will we drop our current body and take on a new body? God is saying to me, it is not only on the day of rapture. It can happen now, before rapture. So some people are living on a supernatural body, a body that cannot be corrupted. He said we have incorruptible, a body that cannot break down. Mosquito doesn't give everybody malaria. You bite me, you are on your own. That is the kind of body I am trusting God for. A body that doesn't understand weakness. Strong. The supernatural witness, they are strong people. They admit you. Many of you are ministers of God, but the doctor knows you more than the church. The doctor, have you not read? They stoned Paul. They stoned him. They thought he was dead. He stood up. Wait. Imagine they stone you. One teeth removed. Another stone. Now, before they can stone a man, that the man appeared to be dead. It's not small stoning. The face is spoiled. The leg, everything. After they left, he stood up. Supernatural body. Until God kill me, nothing can kill me, not even stone. Supernatural body. You can't keep breaking. Say, it is old people's sickness. I reject it. Say, when you are 40, some sickness start coming. He didn't promise me sickness at 40. He promised me good health. Good health. Good health. Speak to your leg. Speak to your hand. Speak to your stomach. Say, receive a new body. Kayabara tutoa. I am strong for the gospel. I am strong for the nations. Speak to your hand. Speak to your head. Speak to your mouth. I am strong. Speak to your stomach. You cannot be having stomach upset every time. Listen. Hear me. Your stomach needs it now. There are places you will enter. The food they will give you is not convenient. Say, this kind of food turn my stomach. There must be no food that should turn your tummy. Because what if you go on missions and the only food they have is the food that turn your tummy? And you must eat to show you love them. No, you must eat. You better receive new tummy. A new stomach that can take anything. Now, that doesn't mean you'll be careless. But when I find myself in certain areas, nothing do me. Thou shalt take deadly things. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why are things not hurting you? They are not hurting you because you are carrying a supernatural body that cannot be corrupted by the things on earth. See after me. Say, my body. Tonight, you are translated into a supernatural body. Tap yourself. Say, you are translated. You are translated to a supernatural body. You are translated. Supernatural body. I do the impossible. I see the invisible. I am supernatural. I do the impossible. I see the invisible. I am supernatural. Supernatural. Oh, oh, oh. Supernatural is my life. Supernatural, oh, oh, oh. Supernatural is my life. I do the impossible. They ask you, how are you doing it? Supernatural body. You are fasting 50 days and you are not waking, you are not shaking. There were days we fast 3 days, it's as if we die. Now we go days, we don't feel it. Supernatural body is possible. Body that don't break down easily. Body that can take rigor. What if you miss your flight and you have to get there by a 12-hour bus and you still have to minister, what will you do? This does mean careless. I'm just saying, what if there is an emergency? Strong people. You are a lady. You better receive it. You are pregnant. They admit you from 1 month to 9 months. What kind of body is that one? Say it's my pregnancy. There are Israelite women. They have a kind of body. They are in labor. Before they are in labor, baby don't arrive. Not this one you are shaking because you are pregnant. You vomit everywhere. It's not bad to vomit. It's not, well, you must be tired of certain things. Don't celebrate what is not good. Are there people, did you experience what you want to? That at 9 months, you are fit. You can still climb staircase. Know that your husband will be carrying you everywhere. Pele baby, pele baby. They can carry you to spoil you, but know that you are too weak to move. The day my mom gave birth to my younger brother, I remember, she still pounded yam for me. She said, I'm coming, no. The only call is, mommy, I need more. She pounded yam. If how did those ancient women have their own kind of body? And today women, 1 month, they are bedridden. Every lady say, I reject that kind of body. That you are pregnant, you no longer go to work. Ah! See, I have a strong body. You cannot be weak. Strong people. I see God changing bodies. Everyone carrying a frail body. Now receive new ones. 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 Somebody shout, I receive. He said, a great people and a strong people. There has never been ever like, neither shall there be any more after it. They are unique. Supernatural witnesses are unique. Number two, they are unique. You can't be copying everybody. What uniqueness do you have? You see what somebody is doing, you copy it. What somebody is doing, you copy it. These people, there has never been anyone like them. That is the realm of now the eyes have not seen, nor the ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of any man. Those are the kind of people that God is raising in the end time. Unique. Touch your brain. Say my head. Download on a daily basis. Supernatural intelligence. Ah, say my head. You have to download supernatural intelligence. New concept. Hello? Concept, they finish forever. Answer me. Concept, they finish forever. How come you cannot access one? Copy everybody. These supernatural witnesses, they don't copy. They are unique. They are the ones to be copied. They set the pace. You copy them. There has never been anyone like them. Neither will they be after them. Unique brand. Unique brand. Unique brands. Unique strategy. Unique brands. Hello? God is new every morning. You can't be, you need updates. Some of you need spiritual updates. God is new every morning. The steadfast love of our God never ceases. mercies can be new every morning for 8 billion people on earth. And God is not exhausted in releasing a new mercy. Mind you, mercy is not for only believers. There's something called general mercy. So if 8 billion people are on earth, sir, and God is not exhausted, is the sea that never dries? Is the ocean that never dries? Is the river that never dries? We have come to drink. Hear me? If you go to the ocean with a bucket, it will be full. If you go with a keg, it will be full. If you go with a tanker, it will be full. Meaning, ocean never fills you. It's you that can be exhausted. It's you that is satisfied. The ocean doesn't fill whether you take out of it. God is an ocean of new things. If all of us take, God is not depleted. If God is not depleted over 8 billion people, how come you can't download something new? Unique. Even if you are doing something old, there will be a new way to do it. Because new doesn't mean it's just existing. New means there is a new approach. New approach. And then new also means freshness. I can do the same thing, but it's fresh anytime I do it. As a preacher, I can preach this message all my life, but anytime you hear it, it comes new and fresh. Are you changing song every day? As a praise leader, you can be singing the same song, but anytime they hear it, new. So new means fresh, new means new, new means new dimension. Touch your head. Say, as a supernatural witness, I download on a daily basis supernatural intelligence. Show me verse 3. A fire divorced before them. Behind them, a flame burning. Number 3 characteristics of the supernatural witness is that they are called the burning generation. They burn. What does it mean to burn? To be born, to burn doesn't mean to be shouting fire. Many people are shouting fire, they are not burning. To burn means to be supernaturally passionate. Passion. Strange enthusiasm and devotion. That's a man that is burning. A man on fire. A man that you come around him, you can sense this man carries something. Hello, sir. You can't fake it. You cannot fake it. A fire burned before them. Behind them, a flame of fire. Behind them, a flame burned. The supernatural witnesses are burning. Your grammar cannot convert a soul unless it is electrocuted. Fire. That you say Jesus, and that person keeps hearing that word 1,000 times. What did you say? It's not about how deep a message is in the ears of men. What did Peter preach on the day of Pentecost? Story. And our patriarch, Abraham, gave birth to another patriarch, Isaac. And that one gave birth to Jacob. And Jacob became Israel and gave birth to 12. And they sent somebody to Egypt. And that one preserved them. And after a while, David came. After David, then Jesus. And that Jesus you have crucified. Bible says their hearts were cut. Their hearts were pricked. Hello, kilos of. No rema. All of you trying to look for hard things. One boy came to meet me. He said, hello, sir. Can you show me the mystery of eternal dynasty? I said, what is eternal? He said, just unravel to me the mystery of eternal dynasty. I said, me, I don't know eternal dynasty. He said, actually, what I'm saying is how to ascend in the place of prayer and down. I said, so you mean I should teach you how to pray? He said, yes. I said, something is wrong with you. You just like to complicate it so that you can sound deep. The people that are doing it is their natural lifestyle. If you meet them on a daily basis in conversation, that's where they talk. You now wake up, you are copying grammar you don't even understand. So I said this, okay, you want to pray? Say yes. Eternal dynasty. It is not in trying to make it complex. They call something the simplicity of the gospel. My Father and the Lord doesn't preach a complex message, yet nations are taken. Nobody is shaking, nobody is breaking chair, yet souls are saved, yet sick are healed, yet nations are conquered. Simplicity of the gospel. I'm not saying you shouldn't shake. No, yesterday people were shaking. We have the dimensions of shaking. There are people, they are anointed chair breakers. They break chairs. As and the man of God used them to shine. Power. Power. Power, power, power. Yes. They will break chair again. Next service. When another man of God come, they will break chair. So actually, it's not the anointing of the man of God. It's the chair-breaking capacity of the... Hallelujah! You have seen the move of God and the presence of God in this place. How strong it is. What I'm saying to you is that fire is not known because it is complex. Fire is known because you can feel. So if a man that by training is a man of mighty words, speak with fire, it will show. If a man that is a simple preacher or a simple person speaks, if he carries fire, you will feel it. Are you with me? There are worshippers that sing, you cry. There are worshippers that sing, you are under power. Because electricity enters a house, and as it's flowing, the block TV is showing, the block fan is blowing, the block microwave is getting hot, the block freezer is getting frozen. The same current, different manifestation. So we can carry the same fire and manifest it differently. They said John came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Elijah called down fire. John didn't call that fire. Yet the spirit is not reduced. It is not a lesser spirit. When John was preaching, cities came to him. Bible says Jerusalem came. Judea came. They didn't say the people of Judea. The Bible didn't say the people of Jerusalem. Meaning Jerusalem became a person. To witness, to listen to John. The dimension of John under the spirit of Elijah compels city. But Elijah said, I alone remain. Same Elijah, only him. Same spirit. What makes a spirit deep is not how you do it. It is, can I feel it? You cannot be cooking and I won't feel it. If you carry fire as a singer, when you minister, feel it. If you carry it as a preacher, when you speak, if you carry it as an author, when you write, if you carry it as a blogger, when we read your blog, our heart will burn. If you carry it as a content creator, when I pay attention to your content, my heart will burn. If you carry it as a politician, the policies you release will show that this is from the womb of the spirit. If you carry it as a doctor, when you enter the ward, the law ward lightens up. If you carry it as a nurse, injection in your hand is different from everybody's hand. Suddenly, Everybody say, I want that nurse. I want that nurse. Why do they want that nurse? Fire attracts. Unique people. The land is as garden of Eden before them. Behind them, a desolate wilderness. Yet, nothing shall escape them. Number four, they miss nothing. They miss nothing. Anything God wants to do in eternity, they trap it. Oh, Jesus. Many of you only get memo. You were never in the meeting. So you are reading what has been concluded. Imagine the man of God is prophesying to you. What happened? You were summoned for the meeting, but you were snoring. Angel came to tap you 1 a.m. Pray. Yeah. 10 minutes more. You snooze the alarm. That snoozing anointing. May God deliver you from snoozing. The alarm will ring. Bum, bum. I have 4 alarms and I scatter them in different areas. So if you snooze the one by the bed, you have to stand up to go and snooze the one by the door. Are you with me? Are you here? All of you that used to snooze, angel tap you, it's time for meeting, but you were snoozing. You snooze 10 minutes more. By the time you finally wake up to pray, memo no mafue, meeting has been concluded. So the guys that went for the meeting will produce new invention. You will now be like, and I think about it. Memory. There are downloads every night. You can't sleep all night. If it is 1 hour, you must press because something must be released in the meeting. New agenda on a daily basis. But you're only getting memo. Some of you don't even get memo. You get the minute of the meeting from the secretary. When the secretary throw it to the WhatsApp group, WhatsApp group of life, that's when you see it on somebody's status. Say deep, deep, deep. What should be your message is now a... It was supposed to be for you. But I say, deep, shallow. Because when God was releasing it, you were snoring. So, you were only reading the minute of the meeting. Everything you have lost in this year, may God restore back to you. Hear me? Any invention you see was given to many. Only those who went to meeting and those who acted. Now, God can give all of us because God is an idealist. He's releasing idea. Idealist in my own term is somebody who's releasing idea. Don't idealist in terms of idealist, capitalist, you know. You get it, right? If you don't get it, forget it. Hallelujah. So God is releasing ideas. And he gave the idea to about 1,000 people. Somebody now started to say, who they cross mind meal? See, they whine me. Oh, cross my dear. Now, he crossed your mind. I agree. But did you act on it? So somebody now acted on it first. That person becomes the owner. But let me shock you. One day, I thought it was over until God told me no. He said, give 5 ladies the same ingredient. The soup will taste differently. There is a flavor that comes with your hand. It is not the ingredient, it's your hand. I know the taste of my mother's soup. Give the same ingredient to my wife. The soup will not taste the same way. I remember the taste of my grandmother's soup. Sometimes I still miss that soup. I wish she's still alive so I can just sneak there to eat some things. But thank God. Okay. So if you give the same ingredient to 10 ladies, the soup will taste differently. God gave all of us different idea. When you bring your own, there's a flavor you bring to it. Never tell me somebody have done it before. Do it with your own flavor. There is a flavor you will bring. Preach my message. You won't preach exactly. There is something you will say that make your own message different.
There's a way you will sing that makes your voice different. Add your flavor.
You missed the meeting. Yet, the one you went, you didn't act because somebody started it before you. Nothing, they miss nothing. See, I miss nothing. See, I miss nothing. See, I miss nothing. See, I miss nothing. Let me tell you a story. I came to Lagos. Okay, I came. Now, don't be shocked. I came to Lagos for the first time in the year 2015. I came for NYC. That's my first time in Lagos. I used to come to Redemption Camp, so I thought Redemption Camp was Lagos. Until they told me it's not Lagos. 2015. God told me I will marry 2018. When I finished school, finished NYC, he told me to go into full-time ministry. Okay. Where will I live? I met one of my bosses. Asoleke. He gave me one room. I was staying at our PSF hostel. Hallelujah. And it's time to get married. I can't marry in this place now. My neighbor is there. Sing me now. Smile at me. Hello, neighbor. Neighbor, God bless you. I will marry. Where will I live? And one morning, after 3 hours kabashi, may you not miss the meeting. I say you won't miss the meeting. Lord, wherever you hear the loudest amen, may they not miss any meeting again. I just heard God. Pick your phone. Call this man now. Tell him you need a house. So I pick my phone. Good morning, sir. P. Daniel. Yes, sir. The Lord said I should tell you I need a house. He said, wow. Okay, come to my estate tomorrow. So I traveled to his estate. So I got to his house. He has 4 flats empty. He said, which one do you like? I said, I like upstairs so I can have spiritual control. In another man's house. He said, okay, pastor, pack in. I said, when? Anytime. How much? Free. For how long? As you want to stay. I have never paid rent in my life. What if I miss the memo? That was how I packed, you know. And when wife came, it's a house. Glory. Pastor Wale is there. Come, Pastor Wale, come. That's my friend. Celebrate this man. I will talk about him in the service in the morning. One day, this man followed me. He drove in my car to the arena on Thursday. And while we're in the car, I heard God, that car parked next to you is your next car. I told him, I said, sir, God just told me this car is my car. He said, Daniel, we came to arena with your own car. Another person parked his own car. You said God told you the car is your car. I said, I heard God. I said, okay, let's go and take picture around the car. So that when the car comes, you know I said it. So he, Tosin, was snapping us. And while we were taking the picture, the owner of the car came out, a soldier. Hey, he quickly withdrew as if it's not part of the conversation. He just, hey, Tiwati, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. I looked at the man, good morning, sir. I said, what are you doing? I said, I like the car, so we're taking picture. He said, wait, are you P. Daniel? I said, yes. He said, I've been looking for you. I said, okay. He said, check your WhatsApp. I just got your number today. I sent you a message. I'm the soldier from Port Harcourt that sent you a message. I brought out my phone. I searched it. I saw his message. He said, sir, I've been looking for you. I said, okay, I like the car.
I was not going to wait an extra minute. Guess what he said? He said, God told me the car is not my car. He was here. 2 weeks later, they drove it to my house. May you not miss meeting again. May you not miss meeting again. They deny you visa because you don't know when to apply. There is a day to go to the embassy. If I start telling you how I got information of meetings and I acted, you'll be shocked. Is it money? Is it car? There was one land that I liked. I was doing prayer work early in the morning in one city. I was doing prayer work. I went to that place, prayed and prayed. And God said, stop. I stopped. He said, turn. I turned. He said, look at that land. It's your land. And that day, I went to the owner of the land. I said, I need this land. They gave it to me. Maybe you have missed too many meetings. You are only reading minutes. Only getting memo. After tonight, the order is changing. The greatest memo I've received in my life. No, greatest meeting I attended. It was SOD. I was their teacher. They said, Pastor Daniel, you will go to outreach to go and preach. I said, no. I have a program in Lagos. God bless Pastor Johan Rio. He said, P. Daniel, whether you like it or not, I command you, go to the outreach. And by nature, I don't disrespect elders. So I went to the outreach. While I was preparing the volunteers for the crusade, I received a new song. Let there be light. Let there be light. Your light is shining in my life. Wait. I was singing the song, and a lady was in the choir. Backing up. I sang it. I was hearing. I turned. Let there be light. Give that lady the mic. Let me hear her sing that song again. Let me hear her. The way you sang it that day. I said, oh, she's not the only one in the choir. But because I went to a meeting, the voice was just. Wait. The point where you got my attention was when you went to Imole Ato. Imole Ato. No. Kish.
Imole Ato. Imole Ato. Lawa. Ninu Itele.
Wait. The name of the village is Itele. I lost focus. I was just acting drama. I was looking at her. Pray. Travel. I will now walk forward to go and check. Travel. Molo meeting is her. After the service, I said, sister, can I see you? I said, what did I say?
You are sounding my sound.
I said, you are sounding my sound. She said, pastor. I said, yes. You are sounding my sound. That was October 6th. October 12th, I told her I want to marry her. December, we did introduction. May, we got married. 6 months. No PhD in courtship because I went for meeting. May you not miss meeting again.
All of you single brothers, maybe you have been missing meeting. Nothing shall escape them. Ah, many of you have left your wife because you did not see. You have missed your husband. Olorun buru to be now. 5 years, I'm still praying. Loud, okay. 5 years, I'm still praying. 10 years, I'm still praying. Ah, is God that wicked? My brother, you are praying, but you don't go to meeting. Say, I miss nothing. Somebody keep going to shout. Listen, maybe you have missed your convert. Maybe you have missed your business partner. Maybe you have missed your financial partner. Maybe you have missed your job. Maybe you have missed the place God sent you. But after tonight, forever, you miss nothing. Listen, there are people God ordained to be in this meeting who missed it. When God wants to bless you, he won't come and say, I'm blessing you tomorrow. He will just display an advert. It is led for you to follow. There is something in the heart of a man. He said there is a spirit in man and the candle of God that giveth understanding. There is something on your inside that is GPS of heaven. It leads you to destiny. 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 Let me give you one more testimony. I finished service on Friday. That Friday was my POP, and I came to Holy Ghost service. And while I was standing around that area, I heard God go to the altar after the service. I have never been to the altar before in my life. But as a mumu as I am, I obeyed the voice of the Spirit and moved to the altar. And I saw him, two men, two pastors talking. They said, P. Daniel, I saw your picture on Facebook. Today is your POP. I said, yes, sir. He said, congratulations. The man said, that program you asked me to come to, I can't come. Ask P. Daniel to come. He said, he's not a young boy like P. Daniel I'm looking for. Am I not a young boy? Later, and I said, okay, Peter, there's a program we are having at a co-hotel on Sunday. Come. I said, where is the co-hotel? I served in Agege. I lived in Abulegba, Uton. So how do I move? Uton to Agege, to Ikeja, back to Agege, to Redemption Camp. I don't know anywhere. He said, okay, you don't know a co-hotel. There is a free bus on camp taking people to a hotel. I said, okay, no problem. He said, wear white. I said, I have blue. I don't have white. He said, wear whatever you have. I said, yes, sir. And in the middle of the night, the angel of the Lord came to me. Prepare the sermon for that service. I said, me? In a hotel? Shake the wine in. But the angel of God is not forceful. When he say it, if you don't agree, he keeps quiet. Say, my spirit shall no longer strive. For I understood. So I woke up and I prepared the sermon with my black small Bible. Wore my blue suit, the only one I have, and my only white shirt. And one tie. When we got to the meeting, I was lying down, worshiping God. And a man came to meet me. Hello, sir. I said, Holy Ghost, shut up. Shame yourself for a little run. I said, yes, but I have to package as if, hey, no. I'm over prepared, but I under express myself. So when I was standing up, I said, wait, Pastor Kunle Ajayi will blow the sax and usher you in. Ah, I said, I have destiny. I said, now I know.
I have destiny. So Pastor Kuli Ajayi ministered and he invited me. God to the altar. As I begin to worship God, I stood where he stayed. I tap grace. I said, worship God. Give God praise. Me, I was there tapping grace. After I preached the sermon finish, after service, they said, we are starting a church here next week Sunday. Who is the pastor? The person that preached. That was how I entered ministry without application. What if I didn't go to the altar that night? You won't meet me today. You won't meet me because pastoring Living Seed Church, first one, Victoria Island, was the foundation for a great destiny. Imagine I missed that opportunity. Rise up on your feet. Cry like your life depends on this prayer. Every opportunity I missed, Lord, by your mercy, restore. Every opportunity I missed, oh God, by your mercy, restore. By your mercy. Go. See, shooting color. Go, agbara. See, oh, atati gbalo. Hey, yeah, oluwaru. That one, mother. Fun mi ye ye oluworun o da won pada fun mi o baba mi da won pada fun mi o baba mi da won pada fun mi ye go si ye Listen. Amen. Imagine Philip, Ethiopian Enoch. Imagine Philip missed the Ethiopian Enoch. Imagine Philip missed the Ethiopian Enoch. What have you missed? Because of your lack of sensitivity. Maybe somebody have gone to hell because you were not sensitive. God said, preach, evangelize. You say, I will do it tomorrow. And the person went to hell. God might ask that blood from you. Do you know combat that you have missed because you were insensitive to divine call? Witnesses, supernatural witnesses, miss nothing. Nothing shall them. Nothing shall escape them, not resources, not men. Some of you, God brought people around you to nurture them. They are the one that will fund your gospel later, but you despise the days of little beginning. Maybe you have missed your partner in that small boy you should have raised. There are friends you would have missed because you cannot see. Maybe you have missed your future partner because you were looking at the external.
What have you missed? Supernatural witnesses misses nothing. Nothing shall escape them. Some pastors have missed their building, their property, their church property, because they could not see. Some people have missed political appointments because it was masked in seven. Some people have missed great mentorship because they were not willing to serve. If only you know what the person you are despising will become, maybe you wouldn't have done that. What have you missed? Can you cry to God? You are a merciful God. Everything I miss, restore. Have I missed opportunity to witness? Have I missed a convert? What have I missed? Have I missed an opportunity? Have I missed a promotion? Oh God, have mercy. Amen. Please have your say. Let me take 5 minutes and close. Show me that scripture. I will continue the sermon in the morning. Yes, go to verse 4. I will stop in verse 4. The appearances of them is as the appearances of horses. As horsemen, so shall they run. The appearances of them. The appearances of horses, as horsemen, so shall they run. What is God saying? Show me Job 39:19-25. I will close on that one. Job 39:19. I want to show you the mystery of a horse. If God says these supernatural witnesses appears like us, and as horsemen they run, let's go and check what is God saying. Hast thou given us strength? Meaning strength. Number two, as thou clothed his neck with thunder. God is saying their appearances as the appearances of the horse. So see how horse look like. One, they have strength. Their neck is thunder. God is saying a supernatural witness is a thunder-like person. You appear in a situation, you roar. Blast everywhere like a thunder. Show me next verse. Can't thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? For where the glory of his nostrils is terrible. If you breathe, it's destruction for the enemies. He doesn't get scared. Never afraid like a grasshopper. Many of you are too afraid. You are like a chicken. You need to be lionized. You need to be ruggedized. You need to be terribleized. You are too chicken hearted. Every little thing you are afraid, you are crying. Cry, baby. You cry too much. Wipe your face and declare. He poeth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men, horse. Meaning they take the battle to the devil's gates. They don't allow battle to come. They pursue battle. He said, he charges after armed men. I am not afraid of the devil. I pursue the devil. Go, go, go. Open the door. I came. He charges after armed men. He mocketh at fear. I like this one. He mocks fear. Fear? He mocks fear. What do you say? He's not affrighted. Neither turneth he back from the sword. See what God calls you. Can you see your description? He doesn't turn back at the sword. The quiver rattles against him. The glittering spear and the shield. Next verse. He swallowed the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believeth he the sound of the trumpet. That is, they say war is coming. He doesn't believe. You are too afraid. It is risky not to take risk. Nobody become anything in the kingdom without taking risk. You dare it. I was in a crusade ground and a woman ran out, brought her lame baby. I was afraid. But I charged towards darkness. Bam! The small guy began to run around the crusade ground. I became like a star. I was afraid before going, but Jesus saw that I moved. He moved with me. Signs follow. They don't stay. When you move, they move with you. God cannot call this meeting and he won't confirm his word with signs. When I move, God moves. The charges at fear. They mock it after fear. Look at what he said. He said among the trumpet, aha. He smelled battle afar off. He doesn't wait for battle to come. He smelled it. They are sensitive. Battle is coming. I declare 3 days fasting. Smell it. Battle is coming. Let's do 7 days. Battle is coming. Let's do 3 nights. They smell battle afar. Battle don't meet them. They sense battle before it comes. The thunder of the captain, they shout. Those are the things they sense. The supernatural witness is a horse. They don't get tired. They mock fear. As you return back to your city, you can be afraid of the devil. You have to mock cancer, mock doctor's report, mock limitation of your city. There is no hard city. There are only soft men who cannot till the ground. Don't tell me the place is hard. If God sent you there. Now, if God didn't send you there, it will be hard. This was a jungle of thieves. When my father and the Lord came here, he became an attraction for the world. There is no hard land. If God sent you there, never wait for battle. Charge towards battle. Sense it. Sense it from afar. This is the lifestyle of the supernatural witness. A mock at fear. They charge. They don't turn away from sword. They want to persecute you. No problem. If you mock me, you are asking God to make me. You talk against me, you are asking God to lift me. Only those at your back can backbite you. They backbite because they are at the back. There's no front bite. So if they talk against you and you stop, you don't know what you are doing. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. As a supernatural witness, when
when you get back home, you have to take the battle to the devil's gate. No more waiting for battle. Sense it from afar. Attack it. Attack the battle before they attack you. You sense a family battle. Don't wait for it to attack you. They said they used to die at 40 in your family. Must you wait 40 to experiment? Why not begin attacking it now? Lift up your two hands. You will cry to God, Lord, tonight I enter my ordination as a witness. Say, Father, tonight I enter my ordination as a spiritual and supernatural witness. Can you cry to God? Ayayayayayayayaya. Ayayayayayayayaya. Ela baba baba ba. Oh God, tonight. Oh God, tonight. I enter my ordination as a spiritual and a supernatural witness. I enter. Oh God. Oh God. I enter my ordination as a spiritual and a supernatural witness. I enter tonight as a spiritual and a supernatural witness. I enter my ordination as a spiritual and supernatural witness. I enter my ordination as a spiritual and supernatural witness. Tonight, I miss nothing. I am strong. I am bold. Like the horse, I am strong. I am bold. Like the horse, I am strong. I am bold. Like the horse, I face the battles. I tackle the battle. Ay, 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 ay. God. Amen. I see God giving you audacity. Yes. Many of you cannot pray for demons. After today, every demon is like taking breakfast. Oh, you foul spirit, out. That's all. You are afraid of praying for the sick. No. When you see the sick, lay hands. If you don't try it, it won't work. You are afraid of going out to preach. Go out. You are afraid of doing what God asks you to do. Step out. God will never allow you to fail. God will never disgrace you. When God asks you to move, He will move with you. These signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say shall follow pastor. Shall follow them that believe. Shall follow them that believe. In my name. It's not your name, it's His name. It's not your name, it's His name. It's not your name, it's His name. In my name. In my name. Listen. As we close tonight, because we are still coming back in the morning, you are here. You want to say, Pastor? I want to be a witness. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a witness. I want to rededicate my life to Him. I want to be a witness. I am struggling with one sin or the other that will never even allow me to become a supernatural witness. Wherever you are, I know this is a very large crowd and we are far. Keep running here. Run out here now. Run out here now. Run out here now.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.